BBC Listen.
Hello. Welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of red-tailed black cockatoos screeching from the trees. Or the squeak, 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 squeak of Asian geckos climbing up the walls. In fact, I love all nature sounds, and I've got a munchy, crunchy one for you today. Right now, I'm on a ferry. Not a fairy, but a boat that takes people and even sometimes cars across the water. I am visiting Rottnest Island, or Wadjimup, which is part of Whadjuk Noongar country in Western Australia. It's just a 25-minute boat ride from Fremantle on the mainland. And Rottnest is a very special place. There are no cars here. Instead, people cycle or they catch a bus. Ah, here we are. Thank you. Rottnest Island isn't very big. It's just a 22-kilometre ride to circle around the whole thing. And here's my bike. I'll just pop my helmet on. Swing that leg over. And off I go. It's been a while. I'm a little bit wobbly. Why is Raven's laughing at me? Back straight. Tummy muscles on. There we go. There aren't very many tall trees here. So I can see that I'm surrounded by bright blue and very clear water and very white sand. Hello. It's getting hot. Up, up, up. Whew. Up, up to the lookout. And down the other side of the hill. I might just stop and take a little drink break here at Porpoise Bay. I can see lots of dark patches of reef just under the water. I should have brought my snorkel. And who's that fishing out there? Let's let me get my binos. It has brown wings and a forked tail that helps it swoop down over the water as it looks for insects or fish or squid. And there's more of them perched just here near the lookout. Ah, I see it also has a black bridle on its face. And no, it isn't a seahorse. It's a bridled tern. The black markings on its face look a little bit like a halter you might see on a horse. What's it got? A squid! Yummy! Though I prefer mine cooked, with maybe some lemon. And here on the beach, someone else is trying their luck at fishing. It's got a long bill that curves up a bit, and a white breast with dark wing feathers, and greeny yellowy legs. Greeny. Green. I know, it's a common green shank, a summer visitor, just like me. It's poking its long beak into the sand, looking for worms or mollusks. Good luck, green shank. Time to head back to where I parked my bike. Did you hear that? I think there's something in the bush back there. It's a rat! Wait a minute. It's not a rat. It's small and has grey browny fur and round ears and big round eyes and a long tail. And it's what this place is famous for. It's a quokka. I don't feel too silly because I'm not the first person who thought they were giant rats at first. Just over 300 years ago, the first explorers to come here were Dutch, and they named this place Rotnest Island. Rotnest in English means rat's nest. But they're actually marsupials, which means they have pouches. Quokkas are super cute, and somehow they always look like they're smiling. They're very curious and friendly animals, so will often come up to humans. But we should always let them come to us, and we should never feed them or try to touch them, even though it's so tempting. This one looks just like my favourite cuddly toy that I have. Had. Oh! Can you hear it having a drink? I'll just sit here quietly and it's coming closer. It's looking for leaves to eat. I'm as still as a statue. Ah! The quokka's sitting back on its hind legs like a kangaroo or a wallaby does. Quokkas are their distant relatives. And it's holding a leaf in its front paws, munching away. Munch, crunch. Let's use our ears to listen very carefully. Quokkas have long teeth in the front for tearing and big flat teeth at the back called molars for grinding. It helps get all the nutrients out of their food. Mash, mash. Quokkas have not one stomach like us, but two, to make sure they can get as much energy from their meals as they possibly can. They're herbivores and can even climb trees to reach for yummy-looking leaves or berries. There are about 10,000 quokkas on Rotnest Island. And there are some on the mainland too, just not very many. And here comes another one. What a cool nature sound. Can you be a quokka, munching and crunching on some leaves and fruit? Give it a go with me. You ready? Very good. You do sound like a hungry quokka, crunching on a tasty leaf. I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon, but for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a quokka. Thanks to Susanna Paravac and Gaz Meredith for some of the sounds that you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermary country. This episode features the sounds of Whadjuk Noongar country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our sound engineer is Wayne Nguyen and our executive producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store. I recommend heading out on country with Rudy and Little Yarns. This one's my favourite. This podcast has heaps of great nature sounds, and it's a great way to find out more about the different Indigenous countries that make up this land.